and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com. Today I need to share with you how God Himself views the Democrat Party. Now, first off, I was raised in a Democrat family. I was taught, like most of you, that the Democrat Party is the party for poor people and for civil rights and to help the poor and the oppressed. I was taught that the Republican Party is for the rich man, and that the Republican Party is prejudice and a warmongering party and so forth. This is what millions of people across the United States are taught from childhood. But today, let's cover some facts and what God Himself thinks about the Democrat Party. History reveals that every piece of racist legislation that was ever passed in America and every racist terrorist attack that has ever been inflicted on African Americans was initiated by the members of the Democrat Party. This is not my opinion. It is historical record. And I challenge you to research this, verify it, and try to prove me wrong. From the foundation and formation of the Democrat Party in 1792 to the civil rights movement of the 1960s, congressional records that you can look up show that the Democrat Party passed no specific laws to help black people. Every law that they introduced into Congress was designed to hurt blacks, including in the 1894 Repeal Act. The chronicles of history show that during the past 160 years of the Democrat Party, legislated Jim Crow laws, black codes, and a multitude of other laws at the state and federal level to deny African Americans their rights as citizens. History reveals that the Republican Party was formed in 1854 to abolish slavery and challenge other racist legislation acts that was initiated by the Democrat Party. Some called it the Civil War. Others called it the war between the states. But to the African Americans at the time, it was a war between Democrats and Republicans over slavery. The Democrats gave their lives to expand it, and Republicans gave their lives to ban it. During the Senate debates on the KKK Act of 1871, it was revealed that members of the Democrat Party formed many terrorist organizations such as the Ku Klux Klan to murder and intimidate African American voters. The KKK Act was a bill introduced in 1871 by Republican Congress to stop Klan activities. Senate debates revealed that the Klan was the terrorist arm of the Democrat Party. That is a part of documented history. History reveals that the Democrats lynched, burned, mutilated, and murdered thousands of black people and completely destroyed entire towns and communities occupied by middle-class black people, including Rosewood, Florida, the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Wilmington, North Carolina, to name only a few. This is documented history. Look it up. After the Civil War, Democrats continued to murder black people and murdered several hundred black elected officials in the South to regain control of the Southern government. All of the elected officials up to 1935 were Republicans. As of 2004, the Democrat Party, the oldest political party in America, has never elected a black man to the United States Senate up to 2004. Let's say that again. Up to 2004, the Democrat Party had never elected a black man to the United States Senate, whereas the Republicans had elected three black men to the Senate as of 2004. I have not looked up the history since 2004 of the Senate. History reveals that it was Thaddeus Stevens, a Republican, that introduced legislation to give African Americans the so-called 40 acres and a mule, and Democrats overwhelmingly voted against the bill. Today, many white Democrats are opposed to paying African Americans trillions of dollars in reparation pay, money that should be paid by the Democrat Party. History reveals that it was Republicans such as Henry Morehouse and General Oliver Hyde that started many of the traditional black colleges, while Democrats fought to keep them closed. Many of our traditional black colleges are named after white Republicans. Look it up. Congressional records show that it was Democrats that strongly opposed the passage of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. Look it up. These three amendments were introduced by Republicans to abolish slavery and give citizenship to all African Americans born in the United States and black people the right to vote. But the Democrat Party opposed all of these amendments, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Congressional records show that Democrats were opposed to passing the following laws that were introduced by Republicans to achieve civil rights for African Americans. The Republicans introduced these bills and supported these bills, but the Democrats were against these bills. The Civil Rights Act of 1866, the Reconstruction Act of 1867, the Freedman Burial Extension Act of 1866, the Enforcement Act of 1870, the Force Act of 1871, the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, the Civil Rights Act of 1875, the Civil Rights Act of 1957, and the Civil Rights Act of 1960. And even during the 60s, many Democrats fought hard to defeat the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the 1965 Voting Rights Act, and the 1972 Equal Employment Opportunity Act. The Republicans introduced these acts and supported these acts, and the Democrat Party opposed these acts. Court records show that it was the Democrats that supported the Dred Scott decision, the decision that classified blacks as property rather than people. The Democrats supported that act that declared black people as property. At the turn of the century of 1900, Southern Democrats continued to oppress African Americans by placing thousands in hardcore prison labor camps. According to most historians, the prison camps were far worse than slavery. The prisoners were required to work 14 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week, in temperatures over 100 degrees. The camps provided free labor for building railroads, mining coal mines and draining snake and alligator infested swamps and rivers, and black people was transported from one project to another in rolling cages similar to the ones used to transfer circus animals. 1/4 of the prison populations were children from 6 to 18. Thousands died from malaria, frostbite, heat strokes, shackle poisoning. Others were buried alive in collapsing mines or blown to pieces in tunnel explosions. Still others drowned in swamps or were beaten or shot to death. Every Southern black citizen was a potential prisoner for any alleged small offense, including violating evening curfews. Though the prison camp system Southern owners of railroads, mines, and farms had an unlimited source of free labor. The black prisoners played a major role in the South's economic development as instituted by the Democrat Party. History reveals that it was three white people that opposed the Democrat racist practices and started the NAACP. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., God bless and rest his soul, several civil rights leaders and many historians reported that during the first 2 years of his administration of John Kennedy, President Kennedy, that President Kennedy ignored Dr. Martin Luther King's request for civil rights. History reveals that it was only after television coverage of riots and several demonstrations did President Kennedy, a Democrat, feel a need to introduce the 1963 Civil Rights Act, and only under the pressure of Republicans did he introduce the 1963 Civil Rights Act, and the Democrats opposed it. History reveals that it was the Democrat Attorney General Robert Kennedy that approved the secret wiretaps on Martin Luther King Jr., and it was the Democrat President Lyndon Johnson that referred to Dr. King in the N-word. Senator Byrd referred to Dr. King as a troublemaker who causes trouble and runs like a coward when trouble breaks out. The Democrat President and the Democrat Attorney General and the Democrat Senators were against Dr. Martin Luther King. It was Republican President Ronald Reagan who signed into law a bill to make Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. a national birthday, a national holiday. Several Republican senators supported Reagan in that announcement and bill. Congressional records show that the signing of the 1972 Equal Opportunity Act for Employment and issue an executive order 11478 was the Republican President Richard Nixon that started what we now know as affirmative action. On December the 15th, 1994, federal judge David Kenyon issued a court order to the Clinton administration in the case of Fairchild versus Robert Wright, Secretary of Labor. The order demanded that Secretary Wright and the Clinton administration force 100 West Coast Shipping to develop an affirmative action plan to stop discrimination against African Americans and others. Female employees were being sexually harassed and so forth. The Clinton administration never complied. To the very day that Clinton left office, Clinton never complied with the court order to force these particular companies to comply with the affirmative action plan and to treat their female and black employees with respect. The Clinton administration never complied to the court order. So I really encourage you to look up the history of the Democrat Party and the Planned Parenthood and the KKK and document all this for yourself in Jesus' name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.